Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. That's a big part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Savarsi. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, pretty darn near an original member. He's been hanging out with us now for more than 18 years. He's an award-winning journalist. He operates the Worm Cam for us out there on Main Street where the rubber meets the road. He's been home base. He was home base when home base wasn't cool. Still is. Still making it look good. And author of three books on home base, so you know he knows what he's talking about. Safe at home, home office know-how, and teleworking, telecommuting. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Always great to have you have me back.
It's like a
better judgment.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Jeff?
You know what? I wake up this or coffee. They get me going.
I get that all the time.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff. When I was a party of one, when I didn't have any peeps, like basically where you are right now, by design. I didn't have any peeps because I couldn't afford them. But you've chosen not to have any peeps.
Yep.
But I remember trying to take off. For a long time, I couldn't take a vacation. Couldn't even take a day off. But then I finally got where I could take some time off. But what got me was, and it never seemed fair, I had to work 2 weeks the week before I left.
Yeah.
To only have 1 week, to only have 2 weeks of work to do the week I get back.
Right.
So I'm gone 1 week. But in 2 weeks, I got to work 4 weeks, like the 2 week before, the week after. In those 2 weeks, I got to work 4 weeks just to be gone 1 week. That never seemed fair to me.
The math doesn't work out in our favor as independent.
It's like,
you know,
it's like
small
when it's like
owners.
when you know when they at the blackjack at the Vegas, you know,
right?
You know, when you bust before the dealer busts, you know, she busts you too, but they still got your money, right?
They still get your money.
It's
exactly.
Not fair.
Yeah, it's one of the trade-offs. I don't want to go and too early in the conversation lay the rose-colored shades on this because it is what we face as small business owners. You know, we have to considering that, especially as soloists, we do it all.
Yeah.
So not only do we have to work extra hard to deliver, especially if you have ongoing projects or things coming on, you have to ideally if you're taking a vacation, you're letting your clients or customers know that you're not going to be here. So you may get a flood of additional orders coming in that, you're not going to be here next week. Then I need this to make up
invariably one of your clients, God bless them, everyone, will have a project that's the crucial week.
Right.
Make or break.
I have that.
What do you mean you're going on vacation?
Exactly. I have a project that I've been working on with a client. It's a five-part writing project. And, you know, they've been slow in turning them back to me as I've been turning them in. So right. I've been slow in mm-hmm. sort of delivering. So I've delivered two. Three more are due. And I'm traveling in a couple of weeks. And I said, okay, well, we'll get one more and then deliver two when I get back. Is there any way to get all three before you go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, wasn't planning on that, but of course we say, of course we can.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, such is what we do.
I can do that.
How am I going to do that? It just means a little bit more caffeine, earlier hours, later hours.
Yep.
We do what we got to do to make the work done. And I've been up on Saturday and Sunday mornings working longer.
Of course, that's taking care of the 2 weeks that you worked the week before.
Right.
We're in that mode now. But then you got to do the same thing when you get back to
right.
catch up. But there's still that week in the middle that because you're a sole proprietor, because you're a party of one, you still can't really be on vacation.
Well, I
right?
tell people When I leave,
because it's on your mind.
What bomb is going off back at home? Yeah, there's two parts to that. One is that you as that sole proprietor, when you're away, no one's truly watching the fort, and that's part of it. You may need to get, and I will enlist. I'll have my wife check my voicemail, although I rarely get voicemail now. Yeah. I'll check them from the road. It's not
but
working.
But you check an email. A client's calling you on the phone sometime during the week.
So I have to stay up on that. Mm-hmm. And I'll respond. And I will let those clients who are those who need to know, and not because they need to know, but because they obviously all trust me, but we have such a relationship that I'm there for them. I'll say, look, don't you hesitate to call me.
But let's not forget, folks, and this is, folks, these are cautionary tales for you, those of you who are thinking about doing this. If you're a party of one, you take a nap, you're unemployed.
Right. Yeah.
If you take a vacation, you're unemployed for that vacation.
Right. So you've got to plan accordingly. You've got to let your clients know.
You have to take your, when you do your budget for the year, your forecasting for business, you got to divide it by 50, not 52. You got to make your living in 50 weeks or 51 weeks.
And that's where I was talking about the rose-colored shades at the beginning is that's the price we pay to have the freedom in those 50 weeks, in those 52 weeks.
Yeah.
To have a certain level of freedom, the autonomy, the lifestyle, the independence. When we blog about Independence Day, ENTS, not ENCE, mm-hmm. the being independent in what we do. Is something that's small price to pay.
Yeah.
So I have to work a little harder now to take a week or so off, or do that throughout the year. But you know what? The rewards far outweigh any extra.
But in order to get ready for that, you have a lot to go on this vacation. You're planning. You really are planning one, folks. We took a vote around here. We said it could go, and so so you're going, but you've got. I mean, a bunch of steps, a bunch of things to not only things that you already know that you have to do,
right.
But you're imagining, okay, what if?
What if? Right. What comes along? And that's how you work with your clients in advance. You let them know. So if you guys have something coming up, now's the time to get it to me or speak now or forever hold your peace for at least one or two weeks.
And you've been doing this now for a while, and you're not going on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been, and so it's been on my mind. My whiteboards that I write my assignments on, and my tasks and my calendar, I have been chock full of stuff. Because also you get that thrill of wiping stuff off the list, checking the box as you go.
So this is the price you pay for ultimately becoming unemployable, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, I need the website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
All right, so folks, check it out, and if you need somebody to help you, and he can do it. With your words, and I know you probably do, contact Jeffrey. Also, we'll come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.